Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Hey, good morning. Separating the science from the silly. You know, when you think about it, when you think of the pandemic and that we were going to shut down for 2 weeks, what was that, 8 months ago, months ago, 10 months ago?
Almost a year ago,
Separating the facts from the, oh my God.
You know, when the governor said 2 weeks to bend the curve. And I laughed.
To flatten the curve.
And I said, no. The reason they said 2 weeks, because if they said 6 or 8 months, people would revolt. So it's, we're only going to do this for 2 weeks.
But Jay, we didn't know.
We have to do it 2 more weeks. Oh, we have to do it another 4 weeks. Oh, we have to do it another 6 weeks.
But Jerry, we didn't know it was going to last 8 months at that time.
No. But there's never, never been an epidemic that passed in 2 weeks.
Sure.
Okay. All that happens when you flatten the curve, you get fewer people in the hospital so you don't overload the system. But the same number of people are going to get sick. The virus is going to run its way through the community. You can slow it down, but you don't stop it, you know, unless everybody, you know, does a Joe Biden, gets in the basement and hides for the rest of their lives, you know. But, you know, you got to live. People need to go to grocery stores. People need to go to doctors. People need to do things. You have to have a plumber come because your pipe broke. I mean, things, you know.
Well, as the introduction of this program, Leading Edge Medicine, said, one of our objectives is separating the science from the silly. So usually, lately, we obviously start off each show and you do a little teaching. So what's cooking?
Well, I saw a fascinating to me, probably boring to 90% of the world, but a Northern Arizona University study that was pointed out, they went through and they did coronavirus antibody tests, not for the novel coronavirus, for the more common respiratory coronaviruses that actually cause about 30% of the common colds that we get here in America. See, most people don't realize. About one third of all the colds, just the snotty noses and stuffiness and cough, are caused by a coronavirus, one or another. And there's dozens of them out there. And so the reason we're having trouble with this one is this is a novel, i.e. a new coronavirus that just made the transition into human beings. It has been in other animals, primarily bats and civets, for who knows how long. But it just jumped into human beings a year or so ago. And, you know, we have not accommodated to each other. It has not yet made the mutations that it needs to make to coexist with us in a less destructive manner. Nor have we developed adequate resistance to it as yet as a species. But we will. But what they found was people who had a lot of coronavirus antibodies from the other older coronaviruses that have been around in our society for decades do much better if they get infected with a novel coronavirus. They don't get as sick. Many of them have asymptomatic infections. And that is part of why some people don't get very sick. They've developed partial immunity due to their previous coronavirus infections that are close enough to this one that our immune systems have cross-reactivity. The reason I thought that was fascinating is it goes a long way towards answering, was this an accident or a purposeful release from the virus lab in Wuhan. Okay. The Chinese Communist Party runs two virus labs in Wuhan, and those two virus labs have been working on bat viruses, coronaviruses, for quite some time. And yes, they do, like all of the level four labs, they do government work and biowarfare work and so on. But I don't believe this one was a biowarfare virus. If it was, it was the most incompetent biowarfare virus in history. Because if you're going to engineer a virus to kill people, it's got to do a whole lot better job of killing them than 0.5%.
Sure.
You'd wipe out 90%+ of them. Okay. So I do not believe that this was engineered to attack people. Far more likely, it was a virus that in August of 1999, when the CIA and our security services noticed that for several blocks around the Wuhan level four virus lab, there was an enormous amount of official government traffic. They were blocking off all doorways and streets, and radio signals went crazy. Lots of excitement around the lab late August of last year. And what was probably happening was they had their first documented leak. Somebody in the lab got sick and took it home to their family, and they were sealing off the area. And that lasted for several weeks, and then that particular outbreak eased off. And it wasn't then until December that people started getting sick again. And then in January, it took off and hit. Excuse me, I'm a little phlegmy today. But for some interesting reason, even poor, densely populated countries in Asia, like Thailand, have extremely low death rates from this coronavirus. And that has led some of the folks that are more conspiracy theorists to say, well, see, they engineered the virus to only get Caucasians, Hispanics, and blacks and not hit Asians very hard. I guess you could postulate that if you're in a conspiracy sort of mind. But like I said, if it was a conspiracy, it was a terribly incompetent conspiracy because the virus is not very deadly. So more likely, what happened is coronaviruses are far more common in Asia than they are here. And poor Asian countries do not live in first world hygienic conditions. The streets are dirty. The water is dirty. The rivers are dirty. The food is not as well cared for. And those populations get exposed to coronaviruses a lot more than the Western world does, just because it's a part of the world where there's a lot of coronavirus and hygienic standards are such that a lot of people get it. What was probably really happening was when this virus escaped from the lab and started working its way, most Asian countries already had a high degree of immunity to this virus just because of their previous coronavirus exposures. And so we see Thailand and Indonesia and all these other countries, yes, they get a lot of infections, but very, very few deaths. And it's not a plot, and it wasn't engineered. It's just what Northern Arizona University just said here. People who have had other coronavirus exposures in their past do a lot better if they get infected with this one. Yeah. So, A, yes, I believe this virus probably came out of the research labs. No, I do not believe it was a plot by the CCP to set it loose on the world.
Chinese Communist Party.
I do believe the CCP did everything they could to cover it up and to pretend they had not screwed up because it was their government lab that let it out. Okay. So, you know, as autocratic governments all over the world do, it was, no, no, nothing to see here. Well, yeah, there was a lot to see there. But no, I don't think it was a plot to attack the West.
But their defense certainly did a lot of harm.
It did a lot of harm. And you know, we owe them some brickbats in return. Yeah, because they, their denial, their lies, you know, the polite word, the disinformation. No, they're outright lies.
That's right.
Allowed it to spread much further in the world.
That's right.
Than it should have. And, yeah.
So what was the motivation of the World Health Organization to basically protect China? What was their motivation?
They've been China-centric for a decade or more.
Okay.
you know, the World Health Organization is part of the United Nations, which is an anti-West, anti-Israel sort of organization. I mean, let's face it. If the UN were an honest body, they would not put the world's biggest human rights abusers on the human rights commissions.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you get countries that still carry out slavery on human rights commissions. No, the UN, let's face it, every tin pot dictator gets an equal vote with the United States.
So be it. It is.
It just All is. Right.
Well, that is fascinating. So I have been bothered through this whole process by some of the conspiratorial suggestions, and that has helped. That has helped.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, thank you much. Well, I'll tell you what. I think we're going to go to a break a little early this time, because when we come back, I want to be able to take a call or two without interruption. And so, Mr. Producer Jerry Berg, let's go to a break. And when we come back, we'll take a call or two.
My husband and I are, as you said, just right on schedule for falling apart in a very timely manner. So I think we're going to come to one of your seminars here the next time they come around. And I do thank you for all your advice on the radio.
Hey, hey, Paula. I want to marry you. Hey, hey, Paula. No one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you, my love.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. Glad you could be with us today. You know, I just want to remind everybody, we've got a new toll-free number for you to call if you've got a question that you would like to ask. And that number is 866-99-ASK-US. 866-99-ASK-US. Go ahead and call that now if you'd like. 866-99-ASK-US. I'm going to have to get used to saying that, the new number. Let's take a call. Let's go to Kenmore. Talk to David. David, welcome to the show.
Hello, David.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How can I help?
Well, on the other show, Doc, you and Pete were discussing at length Pete's issues, digestive and depression issues. Mm-hmm. And mentioned about anti-inflammatories, but I never heard you discuss the specific ones. That, maybe you could cover that.
You mean the things we put Pete on?
Right.
Oh, well, with Pete, the thing that turned out to be most effective for him was Relief Factor, which is a mixture of high-dose omega-3s,
uh-huh.
Icarin, curcumin, and resveratrol. And he's taking, how many packets a day are you using, Pete?
3 to 4. 3 for sure.
3 and sometimes 4 packets a day. And that resolved it for him.
What's the Icarin?
Icarin is, well, it's a chemical that is actually often used as an aphrodisiac. You know, when you go to the convenience stores and at the counter, they have this thing, you know, they say male erect or something. It's extracted from something called horny goat weed, which if it's not an aphrodisiac, ought to be just because of the name. But Icarin is actually a cellular discriminator, a stem cell discriminator. It actually takes stem cells and helps them grow into new tissue. And so the mixture affects inflammation from multiple ways, but also allows tissue to heal and repair more efficiently. So it comes in a bag, has 60 packets in it, and you just tear open a packet and take one packet of pills, in his case, 3, sometimes 4 times a day.
Well, what they did is they now make it available, Relief Factor. You can buy a 3-week quick start for $19.95, and that allows you to take 3 packets a day for a week, and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks.
But if you were taking it for mood, I'd say you'd probably stay with the 3 a day till you were gone.
Yeah, like
in which
me.
Case, you're probably smarter to get the 60-packet bag.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
Well, 190 pounds, you might have to take more, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Now, you can get Relief Factor at Longevity. Just walk in there. We make it available to our patients. But it's a separate company now. And you can just go to their website, which is relieffactor.com.
And I can get it at the Juanita office, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure,
oh,
sure. Yeah, they carry it.
Yeah.
Great. On a side issue, a separate issue regarding, I've had a urinary, I'm having to wear a catheter for the last year and a half now, and they tell me that TURP isn't going to work. And I'm wondering if that laser treatment might work, too,
well,
so I can get rid of the catheter.
Well, I mean, I guess it's possible. You know, obviously, I haven't examined you. I haven't seen your flow studies. I haven't seen an MRI of your prostate. So, you know, I can only talk in very general terms. Yeah.
Bladder isn't working anymore. So.
Okay. Yeah, you know, if people have a urinary obstruction for long enough and the bladder gets really badly stretched for a long period of time, it damages the nerves. And then the bladder doesn't contract worth a hoot.
Right.
And in that case, you may be stuck with a catheter long term, and in which case, you know, it's not a matter of opening up the channel with lasers or anything else. It's the fact that the bladder itself has been damaged by being overstretched for too long.
And there's nothing that can be done that way.
Well, what they generally do with that is they use catheters for a year or 18 months or so. It sounds like, you know, you're at the end of that stretch to see if by keeping the bladder from being too stretched, by letting it come down, to see if the nerves will heal. And then then they pull the catheter out and they see if you can pee. And if you can't, they stick the catheter back in. Yeah, you know, and so.
And that's it.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Okay, well, thanks, but no thanks, I guess.
All right, hey. You know, I'm afraid I have to deal in the realm of the possible, not the magic. So, okay.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
I really appreciate all your work.
All right, bye-bye, sir.
Let's go to Everett and talk to Don. Hey, Don. Welcome to the show.
And thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
Dr. Mixon, a while back, you mentioned several cancer cures. One of them is where the radiologist goes through the arteries and puts something in the prostate.
You're talking about prostate cancers here, then.
Yeah. That is for cancer, not just for PPH, but that is for cancer, right?
Well, the procedure, the arterial embolization you're describing is primarily used for BPH, not for cancer.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that one is what they do is they thread a catheter through the femoral artery up into the prostate itself, and they inject a foam or little plastic balls or something to obstruct some of the arteries. So the smaller arteries within the prostate get obstructed and cut off the blood supply kind of diffusely to areas of the prostate. Those parts of the prostate die and shrink up, and so you end up with a smaller prostate without having to go, you know, whittling it out with a radiotherapy loop or something.
Okay.
And that tends, when it works well, and it works well most of the time with relatively few side effects, to maintain erectile function, to maintain bladder control, because you haven't damaged the valves or anything. And most people with that do really well. It's not done by a urologist. That is done by an invasive radiologist. You know, it's done by an X-ray doctor.
Right.
I don't know locally who would be doing them, but yeah, they've been done now for several years, and all the papers I've seen are actually quite encouraging.
Yeah, but mine's more of a cancer problem. I had a color Doppler done on my prostate yesterday, and there's definitely a bulge and a blood flow issue going on that side. So, So is there any other fixes other than remove the prostate?
It depends on what form of prostate cancer it is. You know, prostate cancer is not all one disease. In fact, we used to think that if you had a diagnosis of prostate cancer, we went in surgically, we whacked out the prostate, and you know, we irradiated things, we did all kinds of stuff. We now know that if you catch them and stay where you've got a Gleason 6 or 7, 93% don't need surgery and don't need radiation. 93%, more than 9 out of 10, 15 years up the road, it will not have spread and will not have killed you.
No, I realize that. And it's just the fact that there is a bulging on the side of the prostate where
sure.
It's got me a little bit more concerned.
And what you'd probably want to do would be to have somebody go in and biopsy that lesion and do the genetic studies to say, okay, this particular tumor that's in my body, what are the risks of it giving me grief? And it may be that if you've got a tumor that has extremely low genetic risk, then you might want to just do something like a proton pump or proton beam therapy, where you very precisely aim protons at that tumor, shrink down that tumor so it doesn't bulge anymore, and leave the rest of your prostate alone.
Okay.
But step one is find out what you're dealing with, because some prostate cancers are very aggressive, and if you don't get them out, they will kill you. Other prostate cancers are so indolent and slow-growing, they're a nuisance, but they're not even dangerous.
Yeah, I realize that. That's the problem.
Yeah, so the trick is to know which is which.
Yeah, right.
And the best way to know is to get a piece of the tumor and have them do the genetic studies.
A genetic study, okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay, one other thing, the other caller just before you, I don't know what surgery he was talking about, but I did have the green light laser done on my prostate almost 10 years ago. That worked like a bandit. Was really good.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things you can do. Unfortunately, it sounds, and it, you know, I don't have his records, obviously, and he hasn't shared no other error, but it sounds as though he had a prolonged urinary obstruction. You know, some guys are so hesitant to have anything done. They wait until the bladder is badly distended and has been distended for a long, long time. And you actually can get permanent damage to the nerve supply of the bladder that way.
Uh-huh.
Then you go ahead and shrink the prostate, the bladder still won't contract.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea to intervene early. Don't wait until you have no choice. Right.
Good. Thank you, Don. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Renton and talk with Kelsey. Hello, Kelsey. Glad you called.
Hi there. I have a question about a little kid. I have a friend who has some friends that have a little 2-year-old girl, and apparently, my friend told me that the little girl is constantly constipated, and she, like, you know, cries and screams. She can't have a bowel movement, and her mother says it's hereditary, that she had brothers and sisters or other family members that had this.
Mm-hmm.
A 2-year-old little girl should not have this problem, right?
Well, not if she is a healthy 2-year-old
girl.
Well,
yeah, I know.
But there are kids that are simply born with a neurologic issue in which the gut does not have enough neurons that trigger the peristalsis.
Oh.
See, when you eat, you start with solid food, you chew it up, you mix it with your saliva, you swallow it, it gets down in the stomach, it gets mixed with the hydrochloric acid to start breaking it down, it goes into the duodenum, you add the lipases and the peptases that start breaking down the fats and the proteins and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And it is supposed to be liquid in the small bowel. And peristalsis, there are muscles that contract in a rhythmic fashion to move that liquid through the small bowel into the colon. In the colon, the colon starts reabsorbing the water and making that liquid thicker and thicker and thicker. And as it moves through the colon, getting down towards the rectum, the lower it gets, the thicker it gets. And eventually you end up with a semi-solid that you are now pushing out of the rectum to have your bowel movement. If you don't have neurons that trigger those muscles to contract, to push it through quickly, then it stays in the colon too long. And the longer it stays in the colon, the more water gets pulled out. And the thicker it gets. And these kids that have very sluggish colons then end up trying to poop concrete. I mean, this is just solid like a rock and doesn't want to move. And the problem is that tends to be self-reinforcing. Once you get it really thick and the kid has difficulty eliminating it, it backs up and it slows down everything behind it. You know, it's like the first car in a train. The third car in the train can't go faster than the first car in the train. And so you get a problem that just accentuates itself over time.
Anything we can do.
There are some laxatives you can use for children that are basically designed to just pull water into the bowel and keep that stool more liquid. And sometimes they have to give the kid enemas and so on to empty it to start with.
Yeah.
And then they'll put them on things that pull extra water into the colon so that even though the colon is pulling water out, there's more and more water coming in.
Yeah.
And it keeps it from getting so thick and so hard and allows the kid to eliminate.
Yeah, and you made a very good point, Jerry. It could be anything. You know, something like intussusception might be happening on top of that. And so the child is going to be in pain. And at two, they're too young to tell us what is happening. So I would say maybe they should see a pediatric gastroenterologist.
Hopefully that's what they're doing is, you know, they're not just kind of saying... Okay, well, they need to go see a good doctor, you know, a pediatrician.
Right.
And there are pediatricians that specialize in gut.
They do.
You know, there's gastroenterologists that just see kids. And this is a common issue with those gastroenterologists.
Yeah.
They would be very, very good at guiding the parents through handling it.
Okay.
Kelsey, I'm afraid I've got to cut us off here, but please.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Please, please, please tell me you're going to encourage those
absolutely.
Parents
absolutely.
To help this sweet
that
little
kid. That broke my heart
kid.
When I heard that.
Oh, me too. Just thinking about it here.
Okay,
thank you
well,
for
thank
your
you
call,
guys.
Kelsey.
Have a good day.
You're welcome. Take
bye
care.
Bye.
Well, that's just another reason why we got to go to a break. When you hear the music, it is time for a break. And this is going to be nice. I can't wait until we come back because I've got what is becoming a very good friend of mine. But he's also married to my niece, which makes it doubly nice. We've got Howie Beamick with us. He is one of our health advocates at Longevity Medical Clinic. And it hit me just a couple of days ago, you need to hear from one of our health advocates. Oh, you're going to love it. Don't go far. We'll be back.
We decided we needed something to make us feel younger and healthier. I didn't want to do it by myself. I knew that Larry had to come with me.
Since I've become a longevity patient, I just feel wonderful now. If you're thinking about attending a seminar, go. You have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Longevity is a miracle for us.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone. So in love are we two that we don't know what to do. So in love,
so in, love
in the world our own.
So in love.
As we stroll by the sea together.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Pete Talbot. And, yes, I do love that song. And just a little reminder, we do have some new music that's coming.
Oh, good.
No, you don't have to get excited.
New from 1960 up? Is
yes.
that what you, that's
we
your
might,
definition of
we
new?
We might head into the 70s.
Holy mackerel.
So, anyway, we're having fun. Going into the break, I told you about Howie Beamick was going to be here. And I guess I can tell the whole world. You are my niece's husband.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you are a complete and total joy. You are an employee of Longevity Medical Clinic. In fact, you're a health advocate for Longevity Medical Clinic. And we are glad you are on the team.
Thank you.
And it just proves the old saying, nepotism is okay
as long as you keep it in the family.
Okay, there you go.
Yes.
Had to get that off my chest. Anyway, Howie, it's funny. We were sitting around the other day. Actually, Jerry, you were in on this little casual conversation. You meet with new people, Howie, that are come in for a free health analysis appointment.
Correct.
And you just have a great time. They love you. We have other health advocates that do a great job. You get to meet with these people. You told a story the other day, which apparently is not that unusual. And I said, oh, well, that's an exciting, I need to mention that on the radio. And he said, oh, I got hundreds of them. You know, tell us what hit my fancy so dramatically the other day.
Yeah, I think just in talking about how we're working with patients and what we see, a lot of times I'll sit down with someone, they'll come in for the free health analysis and they'll talk about, they've heard about longevity through the radio show. They've been listening to Dr. Mixon for years and have all these wonderful things to say. And in this instance specifically, I had a gentleman that mentioned that he had gone to one of the seminars about 20 years ago that Dr. Mixon had done. And he'd sat in the audience and had listened and was really intrigued, but went away without signing up or doing anything. And he came back in. So 20 years later, he was 55 when he first attended. And 75, he came back in and he said, I wish I had done this 20 years ago. I don't know why I waited.
You know, we've had people, Jerry, we've seen that
so many times.
Oh, my golly. In fact, we've had people go to the seminar. We don't do seminars pretty much anymore, not for the last couple of years. But there's some people that came to the seminar 10 times.
There were people I just expected to be at every seminar for a while.
Even our patients go to the seminar, or used to, because they wanted to hear the latest and the greatest from your mouth only.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I sometimes look out of the audience and, you know, 15, 20% of them would be people that I'd seen seminar after seminar after seminar. Right.
And so it was just kind of fun. So what's your experience like when these people come in? Tell us about a typical appointment. We've been talking about the free health analysis appointments.
Yep.
What happens when they come in? Just run through the typical appointment.
Yeah, I like to, at the beginning, kind of build a little bit of rapport. So I ask questions about them. I ask questions about what they do. If I notice on their sheet what they filled out, I'll speak to that.
In other words, when they, before the appointment, they need to fill out the health forms.
Correct. Yeah. They come with the forms either filled out, or we have them come a little bit early to make sure they're filled out on time. And then I'll get those and they'll come in and I'll sit down with them and I'll review. I get a couple minutes beforehand to just take a look. And so I'll review what it is that their health goals, the three things that they really want to focus on. And top three things, correct, from our patient goal sheet. And so, and then I just get to know them a little bit, just to understand why they're here. You know, one question I always ask is, how'd you hear about us? And I mean, a large portion, I would say the majority say it's from the radio show and listening.
They're impressed with me, right?
Yes. Yeah. They specifically mention you. Yeah.
Jerry says,
That was priceless, Jerry.
I wish this was on TV.
This should be recorded. Video recorded.
For adults only.
Right. Okay. After 10 p.m. But then I also ask them why they're there.
Yeah.
So the patient goal sheet gives me an idea of what they're looking to accomplish or looking to do within the program. But I want to know what motivated them to come in today.
Right.
And so it definitely changes. It changes from, you know, I just haven't been feeling myself, or my energy levels are lower. I'm tired. I'm this. And so it gives me an opportunity to just kind of connect with them a little bit. And then I share a little bit about myself if they ask. And then we start going through this presentation that we have. And go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you're a happy patient at longevity yourself.
I am.
We don't have time to go into all of that, but you've got your own stories that are exciting. I'm assuming then you do a little explanation about the two tests that they get for free. Why don't you tell our listeners?
Yeah, I do. I actually have a very, specific way that I go about this. It's 4 points. I talk to them about the type of care that Longevity Medical provides to our patients. I talk about the next steps, which is a blood draw that we do. And that blood draw consists of 57 different biomarkers that we're looking at. I talk about the membership of the program if they decide to move forward with that. And then I do walk them through the two free tests that they receive when they come to the clinic that day. So we look at their A1C, their hemoglobin A1C, and then we do a body composition analysis.
That's an amazing machine.
It's phenomenal. It's amazing how that can tell all the information that it does.
Like what?
Not just your weight and things like that, but your skeletal muscle mass, how much muscle you're carrying around.
And where.
And yes, your lean body mass, your extracellular water to total body water, things that are just incredibly important when you understand what they're about. And so most people who come through have never done one of those before, and they're intrigued by the results of that. So fascinating, yeah.
That's good. And so the appointment is free.
That's correct.
And at the end of the appointment, they get their test results back right then, right?
Absolutely.
What's that process like? You go through that and explain it, right?
I walk them through the process of, here's what the hemoglobin A1C is measuring, and here's where they are. And then I talk to them about the optimal, the optimal range for a longevity patient and where we would like to see all of our patients. So I walk them through their results as well as optimal results that we would look for if they were to become a patient with longevity. And then the same with the body composition. I walk through that, showing them the key things are, visceral fat levels, which are really important.
Yeah, Mixon's always talking. Well, both of you, yeah. You, Dr. Umet as well, yeah.
So I feel like by the time they walk out, they get those two tests, so we'll make a copy of those for them. They get the information about the program. They get their information about next steps and what that would look like. And so
And if they want to take a next step, mm-hmm. which is a baby step, they can do that then, can make the decision later.
Yeah.
The long and the short of it is, we're always saying if you don't measure, you don't know.
That's right.
Is often joke that it's tattooed on Dr. Mixon's forehead. Oh, he's patting another part of his body. Okay.
Other side.
But if you don't measure, you don't know.
That's right.
And so we like to measure for you.
That's
free.
Correct.
Something we've been doing since stopping doing the seminars. So sometimes we hear some of the older testimonials about the importance of going to a seminar. Well, we now do the free health analysis appointment and meet with people just like you, Howie, that really seem to appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So what would you tell people in about a 1 minute, 2 minute period of time here that have been listening? You deal with these all the time. This guy was 20 years procrastinating.
Yes.
And what do you tell people that are maybe they know they want to do the free health analysis mm-hmm. appointment, but they've just been a little skeptical. They've been sitting on the fence for one reason or the other.
Yeah.
What do you tell them? They're listening right now.
Yeah, don't wait. Don't put it off any longer. This is, you have an opportunity. There's nothing to be afraid of. You're going to get more information about your overall health and where you are today so that you can make the right steps to move forward. And the way I explain it is we want to take and show you a whole picture of your health. We're not just looking at a snapshot or one portion. But I would say make sure, go to the website, schedule your free health analysis, and come in and let myself or one of our other health advocates sit down with you and go through this process and explain to you what the benefits are so that you can be a healthier version or a better version of yourself in this year to come.
Well, that's nicely said.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you have been listening to Howie, maybe you're at that point where you're just going to say, dadgummit, we're going to do it.
That's right.
Finally, we're going to do it.
No more excuses.
No more excuses. It's 2021. We're getting approaching the last part of the first month here.
Yeah.
And no excuses.
Yeah.
2021, you can look and, or I should say, feel and function so important.
Absolutely.
Better this coming year than you have in 5, 10, 15 years. So thanks, Howie.
Absolutely.
Oh,
thank
man,
you.
I pray. We're going to have you back.
Can I just add that, Howie, it's been a pleasure to have you on our team. And since you've come, you've added something new, which I really appreciate, which is being the patient's advocate from beginning and ongoing.
Yeah.
And, sometimes patients need that person that they can call and say, hey, I wanted to run this by you or I wanted to talk to you, and they don't know who to talk to. And so I think that's a great addition that you've offered since you've come. I really appreciate it. That's one other person, the body that they know they can reach out to in the clinic.
Yeah.
Instead of just calling front desk, they can say, hey, I want to talk to Howie about this and how we can help fix it.
Yeah.
So I think that's very important, and that the all-inclusiveness in our clinic, that we take care of every different part and let me channel you to where you need to go.
Yeah. Thank you. It's been not just a pleasure. It's been I literally look forward to coming in every day. And it's not just the staff, but it's the patients that I get to sit and talk with. And really, Dr. Mixon, what you've been experiencing for the last 20 plus years, you're making a difference. You're helping people feel better. And that is one of the main reasons that I love to do what I get to do every day. So thank you.
Howie is experiencing something that I have loved for my 45 years in medicine. And that is you get to make your living helping other people to have better lives.
Yes,
absolutely.
And, you know, you get to do well by doing good.
Yeah.
Life doesn't get much better than that.
No.
It really doesn't. I sometimes say, and not at all sarcastically, but we're not selling a pair of shoes. That's an honorable thing to do if you are a shoe salesman. Right. We're not selling a car. Another wonderful, honorable thing to do. You're not a bus driver. We're helping you feel, like you just said, and then make sure Dr. Mixon chimes in.
Function.
Feel right. And function better this next year than you did last year, 5 years ago, 10 years
Absolutely.
Ago. That is just an incredible high for us and for our patients. So, again, Howie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Peter.
And with that, folks, let me just tell you, as we have to go to a break here, if you would like to make one of those free health analysis appointments, boy, I really hope you'll do it. Better now than never. Don't wait another week even. Just go to lmclinic.com and push the schedule now button. It's right there in the middle of the homepage. Can't miss it. It'll take you to and show you our three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. Well, if you live in Kirkland, pick Kirkland, obviously. And when you pick the clinic, the schedule for the free health analysis appointments will come on your screen. You'll see all the different days and times and, you know, Tuesday at 2:30, Wednesday at 10 a.m., those kinds of things. You hover over the available one that you want and click on it. I know how to do that. Anybody can do that. It's easy to do, so I hope you'll do it. And if you are one of the few people that don't have access to a computer, that's okay, too. You can call our toll-free number, 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. You might just be able to meet with this young guy right here, Howie. But I have to also say, Howie, what do you think of your peers at Longevity, the other health advocates?
Oh, they're phenomenal.
Are they classy people or what?
Oh, I mean, again, it goes back to this idea. Yes, they're amazing. And they do this because they care about people as well.
That's right.
And that's the most fulfilling job you can have.
Go to lmclinic.com and schedule now, or call us at 866-86-YOUNG. Hey, when we come back, we're going to maybe take a call or two.
The thing that struck both of us most strongly right from the beginning was libido. Our sex drive went out the roof. It was like being 18 years old again. It was pretty wonderful. And it was something we had been missing for quite some time.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Pete Talbot. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to take another call here in a minute, but someone just called in and said, when is Dr. Dan Nelson going to be back on the program? And I don't know. I don't know. They have a question about stem cell therapy or some kind of pain or what have you. And this happens all the time. I try to get a hold of Dan as often as possible so he can answer some of these questions about pain specifically. If you're new to the show, Dr. Dan Nelson is with Pro Ortho. He is a pain specialist. He is the guy that you want to hear from, that you want to go to. You really do. If you are maybe got knee pain, back pain, shoulder, hip, you know, maybe spinal stenosis, and you've been told there's nothing you can do. You've been told you need a knee replacement. And, oh, my goodness, did you know there are 700,000 knee replacements every year in America? And according to Dr. Dan Nelson, and it looks like it's true, probably about 500,000 of them don't need to be done. That's kind of scary, right? So maybe you need to go to a guy to do the diagnostics first without prejudice, without automatically thinking of knee replacement when it doesn't need to be done. So I will try to get Dan in here soon. Not sure when, but I promise I'll be calling him Monday. All right? In the meantime, you've heard about, you. I mean, Dan has been on the show, 20 times over the last several years. If you would like to make an appointment there, you can do that right now. You just simply call him at Pro Ortho, 425-823-4000. That's 425-823-4000. Man, I'm telling you, if you're in pain, whew, I wouldn't delay. 425-823-4000. Hey, and now let's take a call.
Let's talk with Kimberly from Linwood. Kimberly, we're glad you called in.
Oh, thanks. So I have a situation that's actually not with me, but a family member with MS and colitis and really low kidney function, not quite on dialysis yet.
Wow.
But I'm wondering, what is the nutrient that she might be missing the most that she could get, and what should she most avoid?
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's a couple of hours. Mix of stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's a really bad mix of stuff. Her problem is that her colitis is going to interfere with her absorption of just about everything. It's going to depend on how bad the colitis is on any given afternoon, because most people with colitis wax and wane, and they get spells where it's really bad and spells where it's not bad. And
that's right.
They absorb nutrients better when it's not bad, and they lose things when it's bad.
And, you know, it's probably been going on for years and years and years.
Yes. And the poor kidney function, you know, that's really scary to ask a guy on the radio, because I don't want to get sued. The problem with kidney function is you do have to alter the amount of protein you intake and your ability to handle charged ions, potassium, magnesium, and so on, is altered too. So when you start making dietary recommendations for people with kidney disorders, you really need to get a nephrologist involved, not aging doctors. All right. This is one of those areas where the nephrologists have a series of guidelines, and then they scream and yell and throw things at each other because they don't all agree on exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
Sure.
And I'm sure not going to get in the middle of that fight.
Yeah. And then on top of that, there's MS. So,
yes.
And that's a degenerative condition of the neurons and the myelin sheath, and that's progressive. Okay. Sometimes it can be very rapidly progressive, mm-hmm. and at others it can be. Now, you asked for one nutrient, and I really don't have one.
No.
What I can tell you, though, is that if your relative's vitamin D levels are suboptimal, at least I'd help bring them up.
Yeah, that's a great starting point, because it's not going to interfere with kidney function.
Yeah.
And it's not going to interfere with the colitis. And it is a fat soluble that once you get the levels up, they usually stay up pretty well.
And the odds of her being low in that, in this neck of the woods, is pretty high.
If she lives in the Pacific Northwest, almost everybody is at the low end of normal here.
Yep.
So, so when you ask for one, I think she came up with a perfect one.
Okay. And then getting the D in what form would be probably the best available?
Vitamin D3. Vitamin D3. You start with D1 in the skin, which is then converted to D2, which then goes to D3, and it's metabolized by a series of steps. The thing we actually measure in the blood is 25-hydroxyvitamin D. But we can't really give you that one. So D3 is about the closest we can get to where your body is able to use it without having to have sunshine.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Good luck.
All right.
This is probably a good time to remind you that, if you would like to ask a question, you just simply call our new toll-free number. It's new. Sorry about that, but there's a lot of changes going on at the station and with Leading Edge Medicine. So here's the new number. We're going to be using this probably from here on out. 866-99-ASK-US. Good number. 866-99-ASK-US. All right. And we're about out of time. I want to just point out that there's not much time between the 2 hours. We got to do a top of the hour break and, you know, station ID and all that sort of jazz. And then we'll be back for our number two. But there have been a lot of reasons today. I am convinced of that, that some of you are going to finally decide, okay, it is now time. It's now time to make a free health analysis appointment. 2021 and beyond can be wonderful. You really can feel and function later this year and into the future than you did last year or even 5, 10, 15 years ago. You've heard our testimonials from our patients over and over again. We're not kidding. It happens. So if you want to take that first baby step, make a free health analysis appointment by going to lmclinic.com. Don't forget, you get 2 tests, absolutely free, the blood test and the very special in-body test. You get the results during the free health analysis appointment, so you'll have the information to make an intelligent decision to figure out what some of your basic health risks are. That's what the health analysis appointment is all about, and it's free. To make yours, go to lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com, or you can call 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG. Here we go with the top of the hour break. Don't go far, though. We'll be back for hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine.